Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Tuesday, July 16th, 2024. And your new Trends Journal is coming out shortly. Again, we took a week break. And this one, of course, is loaded with all the stuff we didn't put in last week, plus, plus, plus. And it's a freak show. And the freaks are running the show. Here, check out the cover of the Trends Journal magazine. You got it? Here it is. All right. Napoleon couldn't beat Russia. Hitler couldn't beat Russia. But Biden says the penis piano player Zelensky will wipe them out. I'm making that up. You remember this clip about Zelensky? A fucking sitcom clown who lied his way into office, just like all these pricks, and I can't say the other word. They lie their asses off to get into office. He was going to be a peace president. Yep. How about a piece of shit? This is the fucking guy that they're robbing our money, stealing our money. Oh, you like working? You love working? And these pricks steal your fucking money to give it to Ukraine to keep the war going? Oh, you love it, don't you? After all, we're Americans. We care what's happening in Ukraine. They've been selling this fucking domino theory shit forever. This crap has been going on for hundreds of years. I ain't gonna fix it. You ain't gonna fix it. And they ain't gonna fix it because they can't fix shit. Have not won a war, America, since World War II. But hey, bringing freedom and democracy all over the world. This is the penis piano player.
That's the TC.
You got it? You got it? It's right in front of your eyes. This is the shithead that we're giving our money to. You're not going to beat Russia. And again, nobody knows. You ask 99.9% of the people have no idea why Russia launched that attack. Nobody. But of course, subscribers to the Trends Journal, dude. See that face of the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner? Oh, yeah. Barack Obama. Article. Said this 1,000 times. We'll keep saying it. Washington is driving the world to the final war. World hegemony is not a right America has earned. Ukraine presented the perfect opportunity for Washington to advance its hegemonic agenda. In a speech at the National Press Club last December, which was December 2013, Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland boasted that Washington had invested $5 billion in non-governmental organizations in Ukraine for the purpose to teach democracy. All right? The United States overthrow the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych. Oh, the article? Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Treasury Secretary under Ronald Reagan. So, there we are on that level. And then the Trump level. This guy, you know, everybody thinks, you know, what happened, you know, with the conspiracy theories all back and forth. To me, it's just the incompetence of the government, whether it's the Secret Service, FBI, CIA, F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. It's just a bunch of fucking incompetent people running bureaucrats. Look what they do. Look at the fucking laws they impose upon us. Look at the shitheads running the show. So I don't think it was a conspiracy theory. I think what you saw was what it is. And again, the guy's name is Crooks. What a perfect name, yeah, for the Crook family. Disgusting. Disgusting. And again, I've gotten death threats as well. So, and then you look at, you know, the poll that just came out. You ready? 4 in 5 Americans fear country is sliding into chaos. This is a Reuters Ipsos poll just taken today. It was just reported today, taken 2 days ago. They said that Americans fear the country is spiraling out of control. Yeah, no shit. No fucking shit. How long we've been saying, oh, calm down, Salenti. We don't like your attitude. When you're being murdered like the people in Gaza, you should not be angry. When they're bombing your house to ruin, destroying your land, slaughtering everybody around you, calm down. Swallow their crap. We've been warning about this for how fucking long? Oh, no, but now the poll proves it. 80% of the voters, including a similar share of Democrats and Republicans, said they agreed with the statement that, quote, the country is spiraling out of control. Some 84% of the voters in the poll said they were concerned that extremists will commit acts of violence after the election. The two-day poll found Republican presidential candidate Trump opening a marginal lead among registered voters, 43% to 41 over Democrats. Yep. So Trump's, they say Trump's, the attempt on Trump's life had not sparked a major shift of voter sentiment, which I thought it would have. And it may yet. And in picking this guy, Vance, how fucking stupid can you be? Again, I began my career running political campaign, working on, not running, political campaigns in Westchester County. The guy, Angelo Martinelli, became the longest running mayor of Yonkers. That's not a small city. Worked on a state senator's campaign, Flynn, Carl Vigari, the district attorney. He sent me up to Albany. I was assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. They were grooming me. I designed and instructed a course called American Politics and Campaign Technology, how to run political campaigns. The reason I hit it so fast and so high was because the people that get involved in this stuff are the dumbest fucking pieces of shit you could find. They can't get a job anywhere. My mother just passed away. May she rest in peace. I went back to Yonkers to help my father raise my two younger sisters. And I said, what's this campaign stuff about? I didn't want to. But I got involved in it. So I taught at St. John's University how to run political campaigns. Picking Vance could not have been dumber. Why? Trump won Ohio big against Biden in 2020. And where's Vance from? Ohio. He should have picked somebody from a state that he lost, like Wisconsin or Michigan or someplace like that, where he needs to get those votes. And a guy that's basically on a different but same page as him makes absolutely no sense. And I still say they're going to get rid of Biden before the election. But again, when all else fails, they take us to war, which brings you to your Trends Journal. And again, it's a freak show. Look at the cover of the Trends Journal 2 days before the debate. The presidential reality show. The great debate. Daffy Duck versus Goofy. So is it any surprise that four in five Americans for your country is sliding into chaos? I got a better golf score than you do, Trump says. I mean, this is the fucking stupidity of this shit. Shitheads. Or I should say, to be proper, shittiots. That's who's running the world. A bunch of shittiots. So on the markets, today they took a big jump high. Dow Jones Industrial advanced new highs on Tuesday as the bull market broadened out beyond technology names in hopes of forthcoming interest rate cuts, which we've been saying is going to happen. We thought it would have happened earlier, but it's happening now. And by the way, very important, some people call me a futurist. I said, nobody could predict the future. There are too many wild cards, whether they're made by nature or by humans. And the wild card that you just saw happen with the attack on Trump is the kind of wild card that you can never envision. So there are a lot of wild cards yet to be played. Nobody. It's anybody that says they could predict what's going to happen in this election is...
Bullshit detected. Take precautions. Bullshit level, DEFCON 5.
That's right. So going back to the markets. The markets went way up today, over 700 points to down. But NVIDIA and other stocks went down. So they're going to do what they can do to keep boosting the economy in the run-up to the election, as we've been saying, because the Fed head, Ms. Fachabrut, former Fed head, is now our Treasury Secretary. So it shows you who's running the country. They're in charge of our money. The former Treasury Fed head, Janet Yellen, is now our Treasury Secretary. They want to keep her in there. Trump will get rid of her. He'll put somebody else in. So they're going to lower interest rates. And as a result of low interest rates, what happened with gold? $2,467, a new high. And what was one of our top trends for 2024? A golden year for gold. Gold is up more than $420 an ounce since we made that forecast. So why would you want to subscribe to the Trends Journal? It's only $2.50 a week. And by the way, hit that subscribe button too to get more views, because we're getting shadow banned. So hit that subscribe button. You know, keep putting that up there so people see it and hit it. We're giving you what nobody else in the world is giving you. There's no magazine that comes close. Yeah, NVIDIA and Google parent Alphabet dropped more than 1%. Extended their losses over the past week. Again, we're the magazine right here that forecast the dot-com bust back in 1999, said it would bust by the second quarter of 2000, which it did in March of 2000. We are into an AI bust. AI is the future. There's no question about it. But overspeculation happens all the time. So going back to the equity markets, going back to the economy, going back to gold, and crypto's going back up too, as we said, and the facts are all there. Some of your articles in this week's Trends Journal. Speculators bail out of junk bonds as business failures increase. Oh, but the markets just went way up. And the Russell 2000, whoa, that went way, way up. More households now struggling. Yeah, no shit. Again, this is about almost 100 weeks we've been doing this. When the economy fails, jobs go with it. And going out of business trends. What we're giving you are the facts that the mainstream media is ignoring. And finally, the central banksters are alarmed at the surge in national debt. And it's not only national debt, it's corporate debt, personal debt. A debt bomb is ready to explode. Special reports on AI's insatiable appetite for electricity. Very important. We mention all of this because we're also showing you on-trendpreneur opportunities. We don't tell you what to invest in. We don't give financial advice. We say, this is the trend. This is our analysis. This is our forecast. This is very big. Again, AI is the future. And again, as Joe Duran, one of our writers, chief of technocracy writer, one of his books, AI, the Decline of Humans, and the Synthetic Devolution. Yeah, look at the size of these things. It's real. But again, the markets are being overplayed. Two different things. And then on to the Israel war. Bullshit. Biden says Israel agrees to cease fire. Total, more fucking...
Oh, come on now. That ain't even bullshit. That's horseshit.
Biden horseshit. Genocide heats up in Gaza after bombing on tent camp. And it keeps going on. They killed 90, then they killed another 30. And yesterday, as reported, they killed about another 30 or 40 innocent Palestinians. Can you imagine your house blown to shit and you're living in a fucking camp in what, 150 to 20 degree weather, and they're bombing the shit out of you? Where's the outrage? And again, we have the outrage, and we're having a peace rally on September 28th. And you want to make sure you can make it. And some of the speakers are going to be Judge Andrew Napolitano, Scott Ritter, Max Blumenthal, Anya Parampo, and others. We're going to have music. We're trying to have a good time. We want to have kind of like a, we want to get a million people here. We want to close down the streets. We want to get the message out for peace, because these pieces of shit are destroying our lives in front of us. And again, a whole bunch of stories here, one after another. This is important. Israel's decision to order the Hannibal Directive during Hamas attack ignored by the Western media. The Hannibal Directive is that the Israelis killed Israelis that were being taken away by Hezbollah during the October 7th attack, and then blowing up the kibbutz. That's not according to us. That's according to Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper. None of it's being reported in the mainstream media. Totally ignored. U.S. sending Israel 500-pound bombs to keep blowing up Gaza. EU Borrells condemns Israel attack on Gaza school. And a great article, unfortunately, by Phil Giraldi. Phil Giraldi, former top CIA guy who went into little Georgie Bush's office, showed him the facts that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And Bush told him to leave. And he left Giraldi. He left the CIA. His article, "Supporting Israel is Big Business in the United States." And "Legal Assault on Crypto Privacy and Freedom" by Gabriel Costa. And a featured guest article by Dr. Joseph Mercola. Featured guest article by John and Nisha Whitehead. "Project Total Control, Everything is a Weapon When Totalitarianism is Normalized," which it is. And on the economic front, an article you're not going to want to miss, "Trump Assassination Attempt, A Game Changer for the Market and Beyond" by Gregory Manarino. And "Trends in Cryptos, Trends in Technocracy" by Joe Duran. "Trends in Geopolitics, Speaker Johnson tells Zelensky Ukraine should be able to strike wherever they want in Russia." Yeah, Speaker, House Speaker speaks shit. A little fucking shithead. I love these Christians. Yeah. What Christ you're talking about? What Christ you're talking about? Oh, evangelical? What Christ supports murder? And all you Ten Commandments believers, whoever came up with the Ten Commandments, remember thou shalt not kill? Oh, you forgot that one? Again, "Trends in Geopolitics, Trends I Views." This is an important one. The former CDC head said the vaccine mandate was the greatest mistake. Yep. You mean the Operation Warp Speed one brought to you by Trump, who now says he got caught on a tape with the RFK Jr. saying that, you know, he didn't believe in it? First gene therapy inoculation ever injected into the human body. The one that they said had a 96% efficacy rate, and it went way down to like 30-something percent. That one? Greatest mistake, huh? No job, no jab, no job. Remember that? Yeah. And again, whole articles on the EV, go FU. "Trends in High-Tech Science and Trends in AI" by Ben Davis. We're giving you everything that we can. So subscribe to the Trends Journal if you want to read history before it happens. Thanks for tuning in. We won't be doing the judge this week and next week. We'll be away for a while, but we'll be back, and we'll see you Thursday. Thanks for tuning in.